The mellifluous sounds your ears are about to encounter are those of the Ooh Travel Guide, an Adventure Time podcast made by fans for fans. Here we discuss at length our opinions and theories about the world of Ooh, its inhabitants, and our unbridled emotions and adorations regarding them. Please fasten your seatbelt, keep your cries and feels inside the ride at all times, and brace for impending impact.
What time is it? It's podcast time! Hello, hello, hello!
So, this is going to be... Yes! This is our first episode of... Yay! This is the first episode of The Ooh Travel Guide. I am your host, Black Catula. Joining me tonight, we have the lovely Becca.
Oh. Hey, guys. This is Becca. I just do, Adventure Time fan arts, and, it's nice to be on this podcast and talk to you guys.
And we love to have you with us.
Okay. Thank you.
Also joining us, Renegade Pineapple.
Hey, everyone off in Radioland. I'm Renegade Pineapple. You may know me from fanfiction. I'm the sugarless gum author behind Champion, Beloved, Bonneville and the Beast. I also post short stories on Tumblr under the same name. I'm just a humble fanfiction writer. No great artist like Becca. But I'm so glad to be here.
Fan envy. Also joining us, Naki Otsuno.
Hi, everyone. Thank you very much for having me here. You may know some of my artwork. I post on Tumblr. I go by the same name, Naki Otsuno. You'll probably hear most of the people on the podcast refer to me just as Naki, though. I'm looking forward to this podcast.
Yay. Also joining us, the fabulous Zextrin.
Hey, everybody. You can call me Zextrin or Chrissy. Either one is fine. I'm also a fan fiction writer. Nobody's special. And I'm just here to talk about Adventure Time, because I think we can all agree it's a pretty great show.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, so tonight's main topic, is going to be the Season 3 finale, Incendium. So, absolutely fantastic episode, in my personal opinion. So, let's go ahead and just go around. Everybody give your opinion of the episode, what you thought of it, what you liked, what you didn't like, what you're looking forward to. And, let's just go around in a circle. Who wants to start?
Alrighty, well, I guess it all starts then. Incendium was a really interesting episode for me, mostly because it was more of a break from the cartoon loop. Most cartoons don't introduce new characters so late into the series and don't keep up with them because it's that consistency that they can't keep up with, and they usually drop new characters and stuff like that. And the fact that they introduced Flames and stuff like that, I thought it was really interesting. So,
personally, I love the teaser for the show. Yeah, I just thought that was fantastic. Being a film major, I could just, really appreciate all the little nuances and details that went into it. And I just have to, give a shout-out to the Adventure Time staff for giving us that line that Finn says, it's a girl. Because I can just see all of the future fan dubs that are going to use that, and it's just going to be amazing.
Yes, indeed. Naki?
I kind of agree with Becca's thoughts about how it really did feel kind of like a break from the typical storyline, I suppose, in terms of just the overall feel of it. When I feel like a lot of cartoons, when they introduce a new character, it's at the beginning of a season or, beginning of a series. The Fire Kingdom and the Fire Princess were kind of introduced at the very end of the last episode of season 3, and that's very interesting to me and kind of a really, really fantastic cliffhanger in terms of leading into season 4.
Didn't Avatar The Last Airbender introduce Azula at the end of a season?
At the end of season 1, yes.
Or was it season 1?
Yeah, it was season 1.
There you go. Fire Princess, yeah, and Fire that, Princess.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Another very successful cartoon.
By all means.
But about Incendium, however you want to pronounce it, I think it was great because it did give you a sort of break from the rest of season 3, which is definitely getting a little dark. You're definitely seeing a lot more hints to the fact that there was a mushroom war. There's less talk about the history of the world and more focus on the now, which is Finn's life. As he's growing up, he's having growing pains, and, you know, it's as normal a day you can get for Finn, who has a very eventful life. You know, something we can relate to. Because we've all been there. We've all cried over somebody, and it felt like we were going to die. It felt like our heart was ripped out. And I just think that even if you don't support that pairing of PB and Finn, you could definitely sympathize with him for a moment. And I just like that.
Certainly, certainly. Pineapple, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, definitely. I agree with the whole growing pains thing. Our little baby is, what, 14 now? I can't believe it. You know, we've watched him grow from, you know, an awkward 12-year-old, and now he's 14, getting his sea legs, so to speak. And it's adorable, and I think everyone can relate to that. And I think that's why when I saw that dissolving side swipe of the photo of PB, you know, getting consumed by that fire, it just really punched me in the heart guts, because it's like, oh man, this is real. This is the end of a chapter, you know. PB is like out of Finn's life. This is big. You know, how is he going to deal with it?
Wait. I wouldn't say she's out of Finn's life. She's obviously very patient with him. She likes having him around. But as far as a romantic interest, I think, yeah, that's definitely the... They're definitely not going to...
Yeah, definitely.
They might play around with that some more, but they're, as the song says, the best friends in the world. I mean, if just because there's a new love interest and they stopped showing Princess Bubblegum, I'd be upset.
Oh, yeah.
She's more than just a love interest. Oh, yeah. I mean, I want to see more about her. She seems interesting.
Oh, yeah. They're not going to drop Princess Bubblegum anytime soon, I can
and
bet.
Yeah, definitely.
And their relationship is going to change, and I don't think that necessarily means it's going to disappear. You know, as Chrissy said, Finn considers her one of his best friends, so it'll be very interesting to see how that their dynamic will change.
Well, and I'm sure that PB also is going to continue to call on Finn for his heroic services. You know, when it comes to outside of the world of romance, there's still going to be danger that needs to be taken care of. So I don't think Princess Bubblegum is going anywhere per se. But you guys are right. That chapter of Finn having a crush on Bubblegum has now come to a close. You know, it's now beyond his reach. And just seeing the fire consume that's his visual cue to accept that. And I think that's cool.
Exactly. That's definitely it. That's hitting the nail on the head right there. The end of a chapter.
End of a season.
Yeah, he's growing too. I mean, he will help PB again in some adventures, I'm sure. You know, his honor code won't allow him to not help her if she asks for it, and he'll fight just as hard as he did before. He just won't be doing it in the hopes that she'll date him for it, you know. Or at the very most, he'll do it as a friend.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So then, let's talk for a moment about Flame Princess now. Because I absolutely love her. I'm absolutely enthralled with
Everybody
her.
Everybody does.
Yeah. I think it's safe to say that the fandom and the fans of the show have widely accepted her.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. What I like about her is that she seems to play the role of villain. Just the kind of villain crush that shows up in some series. So...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's go ahead and talk about Flame Princess for a bit. Becca, you're first.
Okay, cool. I think Flame Princess is obviously a very interesting character. Like you said, it's bringing these dynamics into the show that don't usually occur in kids' cartoons, and that's something I bring up often because Adventure Time obviously breaks that mold a lot of times. But now we have conflict. We have a villain versus the hero, and we get to see, you know, how exactly is he going to pursue this crush, and we're going to see that part where he chases after her, or, you know, what if we see another battle scene or something. I think that kind of, that tension that they use is really strong, so I really like her character.
Very good, very good. All right, Naki, your thoughts?
Once again, I agree with that. And one of the things that I really like about just, you know, kind of branching out in general, the villains in Adventure Time, the reoccurring ones, at least for the most part, are very sympathetic. You have the Ice King where there's that break in that villain-hero dynamic where Finn will be, like, his pal. And I feel that that's going to be applied in a little bit of a different way. You know, obviously, Finn doesn't have any underlying romantic feelings for the Ice King. but having that, well, depends on who you ask, I suppose. But with that tension that Becca had mentioned, in between, you know, having that villain and also having, Finn having a crush on her, is going to be very interesting to watch. And I think something that, that the fans of the show are really going to enjoy seeing.
Very good, very good. Piney.
Oh man, I don't know. There's so much good stuff I can say about Flame Princess. I think she's such a wonderfully dynamic character. She's almost like a mashup between Marceline and Bubblegum, almost. You know, sweet yet fiery. I think we could dare to say that she's one hot mama. But yeah, I think it's as previous points have been mentioned that she seems to be pretty on the bad side, and I wonder how Finn's gonna handle it. You know, actually, I think it's gonna be a great way to. How to say, show us more about, you know, the land of Ooo in general, because, you know, she's from the Fire Kingdom. And I personally want to know why she was locked away in that lantern, you know? What'd she do, you know? Is she really that bad that she had to be locked away in a tower, you know? I just think it'll make season three just awesome. My bad, season four.
Correct. Correct. And Chrissy, go for it.
Yeah, the Fire Princess is, again, she's a brand new girl, a fully fleshed out character, or she looks like she has the potential to become fully fleshed out. Right now, all we've seen of her is just her sort of being locked away in her tower by a very overprotective dad. We don't know if she's actually evil or if it's going to be another Marceline situation where she's just sort of misunderstood. That doesn't mean she's a particularly nice person. As you can see, Marceline's pretty... She has her evil moment. But I don't think, I think it's too easy to just brush her off as a new villain. I think maybe we'll have a few episodes of them being antagonistic towards each other, just like with Marceline. I think she's sort of, I'm going to say Marceline a bunch. I think she's sort of like what the initial reaction was from Marceline. Everyone thought... Marceline and Finn were going to be like frenemies. They were going to have that friendly, flirtatious rival romance. But somewhere along the way, it seems that the show didn't want to go that direction. Or maybe the creators were just pulling our leg, as they like to do. Because they know exactly what we want, and they know what we're thinking, almost. So you never know if they're going to go exactly down the road you think they're gonna take you down, or if they're just going to yank you off halfway and throw you in the river and you don't know where you're gonna go next.
Yes, indeed. Becca, you had something you wanted to add?
Yeah, actually, I wanted to really agree on what Chrissy said, that I doubt we'll see her as a villain for very long, and also what Naki said as well, that villains usually are sympathetic. But let's talk about her age. I mean, she's a 13-year-old girl. She's probably more, you know, emotional than she would be. She grew up and kind of grew out of that, you know, quick fire, you know, snappy reactions that she usually has. I think it's just more of her being underage and probably going through that phase of her life where, you know, you're a little bit angrier than you should be. So I think if she grows up a little bit, you know, she's gonna not be so, yeah, so angry.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. It makes a lot of sense, actually, when you think about it. I mean, if she's only a 13-year-old princess, quote-unquote evil princess, as she may be, that's probably going to lead her into getting into some hot water situations in season four. And I wonder if it's going to be because she is evil or because she is misunderstood. And I wonder how that's going to play in with Finn playing the hero role on that. That's going to be really, really exciting to see.
Yeah, the more I think about her, the more she does seem to be Adventure Time's answer to the fact that a lot of people shipped Finn with Marceline, and a lot of people love that hero-villainous relationship. The more I think about it, the more she, you know, has in common with Marceline. She has the daddy issues. She's powerful and emotional. And the more emotional she gets, apparently, the more her powers manifest. I don't know. But she also has that princess fussiness about her, like Peebs. Of course, this is only after like 11 minutes of seeing her on screen, so there's a lot of extrapolation, but these are just my thoughts. I think too much about cartoons.
We all do, my dear. We all do. Miss Pineapple?
Man, I agree on all those points, Chrissy. You pretty much just took the words out of my mouth. I think that it's going to be a wonderful solution for freeing up Peebs to do other things behind the scenes, if you know what I mean. But, yeah, the dynamic is going to be just fantastic. And I think that everyone's going to enjoy whatever the creators throw at us.
I think you're absolutely right. Chrissy, you want to go ahead and talk about that musical note?
Okay, well, something I'm not going to lie, I didn't notice it. Yamino noticed it. That there's a musical note that you hear just before Fire Princess slaps Finn. Like, you hear the note, her hair flames up and she slaps him across the face. It's like a guitar, I don't know how to describe it, just like a guitar scream, but very low, it's just very sinister. And you only hear it a few times before, and the only one I can recall happens with Marceline, and when sinister things happen, and it's just like, I just can't wait to see what happens. I'm so excited. I thought there were going to be more fights. I thought they were really going to throw down. I really wanted to see that.
So it's like the note is a cue that shit's about to get real, basically.
Pretty much.
That is a pretty cool thing to notice. All right, then. Yeah, let's go ahead and talk briefly about Fiona and Cake, just for the sake of fun. So, yes, thoughts?
Fiona and Cake?
Meant that.
Yes, yes.
So take it away, Chrissy, take it away.
Awesome. Thank you, Piney. Well, mm-hmm. Fiona and Cake, there's so much that can be said about that beautiful, beautiful episode. I honestly didn't understand when I showed it to my friend how he got angry at the ending. He got intensely angry. He was just furious that the ending was a spoiler alert. Fiona and Cake is a fan fiction that, I mean, in canon, it's a fan fiction that the Ice King writes about Finn and Jake. And I thought it was brilliant. I thought it was like a huge kiss to the fans. I thought it was a great joke. I felt silly that they pulled my leg so effortlessly. And at the same time, it makes sense, because a lot of fan fiction deals with gender bends, deals with situations you don't normally find in the show proper, such as a ball, a date, feelings more romantic feelings, love in general. I mean, Adventure Time's pretty good about that. I mean, I watch it because of Finn and his adventures, but every so often they throw in a little shippiness, a little bit of Finn pining away after Marceline or Bubblegum or Susan, possibly. What's up with her? And, you know, those parts, I'm not going to lie, they're not my favorite parts, but I'd be foolish to say that I didn't like them, because I do. I think it's incredibly engaging to have that extra element to a show. Yeah, I lost track of what I was trying to say, but, yeah, Piney knows what she wants to say, so go on.
Personally, I want to say that I have mixed feelings about the episode. I totally agree with you, Chrissy, that it was a huge to the fans. For that, I love it, because it just shows how dedicated the staff in all these subtle,
here,
wonderful ways, without, you know, really actually deviating from the actual plot, and I just think they do such a masterful job of that. But of course, I'm also a little irked that it did end in a fan fiction. I was all like, what? But on that premise alone, I don't believe in the gender bent characters, just because particularly they're not canon. That's just my little, you know, twisted world. But, yeah, man, that, what to say about Fiona and Cake? I mean, it was so great. I think it was fantastic just on the topics it touched upon, because, you know, what kids' cartoon really goes into depth about, you know, going on a date and stuff like that. I mean, I think they handled that wonderfully. The only thing that I thought was a little strange, I mean, that really, like, threw me for a loop, was the whole, how do I put this
delicate
rape scene? That really, yeah, oh, that really threw me off. Between, you know, the whole Ice Queen in the Prince Gumball suit, I was just like, whoa. I don't know. I mean, not because it was, like, on a kid's show, but just how it was done was really, I don't know. The topic is just always tough. I don't know.
It's a very uncomfortable thing to go through, yes.
But I love the episode in general. That just threw me for a loop. I'll admit that. That just, yeah. Off my rocker. Onto the floor.
Perfect. Okay, go ahead, Chrissy.
That little scene, I think, was definitely one of those moments where an older audience picks up on something the younger audience wouldn't, especially perhaps a woman like myself. I mean, that was just, I mean, he goes inside, he locks the door, there's a friend. I mean, it's creepy. It's you know, most people wouldn't consider Fiona and Cake to be a creepy episode, but it's incredibly disturbing. The whole date was a trap, you know, and one that doesn't even make much sense, because the Ice Queen already has Gumball the entire day. What is she, I mean, is she trying to lower Fiona's guard to kill her? I mean, it was just complete mind screw. I mean, that whole episode was, you know, so like all of Adventure Time, it has layers. You know, on the top, it's just a silly adventure with a girl, and then you get deeper, and it's just incredibly disturbing fan fiction that, like, I think some people might say that I write incredibly disturbing fan fiction, but I at least don't try to put it on TV.
You don't try to. Yet.
I don't try yet. Yeah. If I did, I wouldn't put it on Cartoon Network.
Certainly.
I'd put it on Adult Swim.
That's where you'd start.
Yes, Adult Swim.
That's where I'd start.
That is an interesting topic of the whole Adult Swim issue. Most fans are saying that they would like Adventure Time to be placed in an adult time slot so, you know, the plot can be expanded upon and such and so forth. What are your guys' opinions on that?
Oh, no, I disagree completely. Adventure Time is amazing the way it is. I have problems with it, of course, you know, but that doesn't mean I'm going to stop watching it. I think they have a few problems with some of their jokes, but, you know, there's not much I can do as a fan. I think part of its charm is its innocence and the fact that if you want to make an adult joke, you have to be kind of clever about it and get it past the radar. I think that's an art form in itself. So,
absolutely.
No, I disagree. I think it's going to stay on Cartoon Network.
I agree. I feel that if they were to put it on the, you know, on Adult Swim and put it in a later time slot and, I don't want to say change, but elaborate on the plot for a more adult audience, I feel like something would be very, like it would be cheapened a little bit, where a lot of those jokes would be so much less subtle, and the subtlety of the humor, of the adult humor, is very, is one of the things I really enjoy about it, again, because as Chrissy said, there's all that layering in each episode. So I feel that, you know, the way that the creators handle a lot of issues or a lot of topics or a lot of jokes, conversation, all of that stuff is really, really well done as it is. I don't agree with that at all. I mean, I'm very happy with, Adventure Time on Cartoon Network.
Becca's turn.
Yeah, Becca did want to say something. Go ahead.
Well, it kind of deviated. It's not really on the fan fiction. It was about the Fiona and Cake episode. I'm sorry.
We're asking if your what your opinion is on making it more grimdark and putting it on Adult Swim.
That I disagree with completely. Like, you guys made really good points, but it's also, I mean, for a professional company, they can't really do that. That's like Pepsi changing their hey, you can't really do that and get away with it, you know? It's you lose a lot of people in the transition, and I disagree with it completely. I think it's really silly, actually. A silly idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. From a business standpoint, yeah, you're right.
I definitely think that it would cheapen the entire franchise. I mean, Adventure Time is, as everyone's pointed out, like a wonderful onion that everyone just loves. You know, the layers and all the subtext, I just, you know, love the snail and all the side jokes and all the hints. And that would all just go down the tubes if it was put, you know, out on an adult time slot. And I just think that would take away from all the fun.
It would take away from all the fun. If I can expand on that for just a moment, I think it would also take away from a lot of what we love about Adventure Time, and a lot of what keeps us coming back is the ambiguity of the episodes that they portray. A lot of the writing is, let's start with the whole Mushroom War, for example. If it were on Adult Swim, they would probably talk and show more about the Mushroom War, because that's what you'd put on an adult-type show. You'd put more violence, more wartime, more unsavory things that you don't show to children. And part of what I love about Adventure Time is that that's all there and that all happened, but it's all told in little tiny hints that kids may or may not pick up on. You know, older viewers will pick up on it, but if you turn that into an Adult Swim network, you're going to lose all of these little tiny hints, and you're just going to put everything out in the open, and I don't think it works as well. I don't think it works nearly as well.
Oh my god. Sorry, just something that said in the chat below that Naki pointed out. Quite a few people who ship Princess Bubblegum and Marceline were very excited about Marceline's closet, and they hoped that there would be more hints, more subtext to help their ship. I was one of those people, I'm not going to lie. I was hoping for maybe a picture of PB in Marceline's room. But what I was not expecting was more history, more details about the Mushroom War, that the hide-and-seek game that him and Jake play. I mean, they just, you know, the episodes are not very long, and they devoted how long to that segment of Finn just saying that incredibly creepy rhyme? I think that was, if, you know, even if the episode hadn't been as funny and amazing as it was, I would have loved that episode just for that 1 minute of history.
Yes, that's a great point. That's a great point.
Yeah, I'm done.
Pineapple, go ahead.
Oh, man, I love that episode for all the wonderful back history it gave us. As Chrissy pointed out, not only to the Mushroom War, but on Marceline herself. I mean, we actually get to go inside her house. And, you know, this is her personal space. This is who she is behind closed doors. And I think it was just wonderful to see, you know, how she organizes herself. Personally, I thought that there was going to be, like, dirty clothes all over and, you know, it was just going to be a, you know, typical teenager's, you know, house. But it's, you know, pristine and clean and everything was, you know, in order. And I was just like, wow. But I also noticed that, speaking of hints and whatnot, there was a pink dress in her closet. And I don't care whose it is, but I'm running with it. the song that she sings, the journal song, if I remember it being titled correctly, what really got me is the first line that says, well, she states, this is going to be a song about the first 500 years of my life. And then the first line of the song is, something, oh, wait, I don't have friends. So it really makes you wonder, you know, oh man, you know, where, you know, what did you do for the first 500 years of your life? And I got to thinking, maybe that's the reason why she joined that gang in the underworld, you know, maybe it's because she was lonely or, you know, whatever. I loved how it was a Pandora's box type episode. It was just fabulous.
Tons of little Easter eggs in that episode, yes. Yeah, so if there's, did anybody else want to say anything else about Fiona and Cake in particular, or should we move on?
Oh, yeah, we kind of deviated away from that.
Yeah. Just a little
bit. Yeah, we can sit here for a long
time. But that's what we do. We're tangential.
Well, hopefully there's going to be another Fiona and Cake episode in the comic. Ice King is seen writing another fan fiction, so at the very least, you know, the most I'm hoping for is that he kidnaps them again and reads another story and maybe they're like, no way, you know, if I was a chick, I wouldn't do that. And they add onto the story themselves. That's just my personal hope.
Oh, that would be so cute.
That would be adorable. I support that, absolutely.
And, like, maybe Finn learns more about girls in that episode. He's like, yeah, it's different to be a girl. But, you know, girls are still cool. You know.
Boobies!
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes, yes. That would be... Yeah, I think that's a fantastic idea. That would be a great way for them to revisit the topic, but also make a new story out of it. And I think that'd be really, really neat. So, speaking about the comic there, let's just touch on that briefly. Basically, the comic's out now. First issue is out, and as everybody has said, it is exactly like the show. Not just stylistically, but in terms of the plot that they tell, the dialogue is written to match the show in every aspect. You hear not just the main cast, but some of the background characters. The favorite, of course, the fan favorite Earl of Lemongrab is mentioned right on the first page.
Oh my God, I died reading that.
So perfect.
Just thinking about it makes me laugh.
So perfect.
I keep talking, I'll find that.
That's fine. And then the other interesting part about the comics is the B plots that they write. They have a different artist who draws in their own style that, you know, it's similar to the Adventure Time style, but very much associated with their own work. They write a completely separate plot that's usually about, you know, between 5 and 7 pages, I believe. At least the first one was. In this case, it was about Tree Trunks and Cinnamon Bun. And it was also a fantastic little tidbit. Very in line with the show, but very original. The other thing to note, of course, is the variant covers that that Adventure Time comic is producing. All of these variant covers are drawn by prominent artists or fan artists even. As our very own fan artist favorite, Yamino, has a cover upcoming on issue 3. And, yeah.
I'm going to buy that.
Oh, totally. Totally, totally, totally. Actually, I can't wait to buy number 2 so I can see what happens next, because issue 1 leaves us off in a very big cliffhanger regarding the destruction of the world.
Makes me wish that I had a comic book store around the corner. There are no comic book stores where I live. I'm like, no! I really wanted to get in on these special Bubble Line limited edition covers, but of course those sold out in a blink of an eye.
Absolutely.
So please do that. But I just love how that there's another nod towards the Sugarless Gum fandom that the the creators have subtly given us more goodies, and I just love them for that.
Yes, indeed.
And you know, even if you don't ship Sugarless Gum, it's really great because it's not as great as some of the others because it's just them. They're not doing anything engaging like some of the other covers have. And I think they might have just been trying to make a quick buck off of the people who ship Sugarless Gum, saying like, look, they're looking at each other. We know the shippers like that. Let's put it on the cover.
I think that's absolutely the case, in fact.
No, it could be that, you know, either way, I'd be fine with that. Whether they were just being cautious and not wanting to, you know, cause any controversy, I think it was just great that they even, you know, considered it and that they, you know, got the gumption to produce it. I mean, I don't mind that it's just them sitting there. It's just like they're in the same space. It's just such a monumentous move forward, I think, for love it for that alone.
Yeah, as a shipper, I mean, you know, everybody flipped. So I think they knew what they were doing. Mm-hmm. And if they didn't, then that's incredibly fortuitous.
I don't think it could possibly be an accident. But if it was, it's a wonderful accident.
Considering how the internet blew up.
Well, considering that
over that episode.
And also considering how pretty much everyone, including the original staff of the show for Adventure Time, the comic writers, Ryan North, who's writing the comic himself, all of them are very internet savvy, and all of them are obviously actively involved in the fandom and looking at the things that fans make and looking at the reaction. So, yeah, there's no way it was an accident, at least in my opinion.
We do know that the Adventure Time staff does look at our work.
Sorry,
and read our stuff.
Yes, yes, they do.
I refuse to believe that anyone officially Adventure Time related reads my stuff. And if they do, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'd have to apologize as well for the things that I do if they ever saw it. But it's not that bad. I like your stuff, Chrissy.
I haven't gotten to that point yet, but when I do, I'll apologize in advance and say I'm sorry, I did it with love. So, yes.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. All right, then. Well, in that case, that should be about plenty for this podcast. Let's go ahead and wrap it up. Chrissy has a question she would like to pose to all of our listeners out there. Chrissy, if you will.
This question can also be, you know, if anyone here in the podcast wants to answer it now or in the next session, whoever may be in our next session, I have a little something I want to ask you. What was your favorite part of season 3? It was a really great season. It really matured the show as a whole. We started exploring new things while still remaining true to its really fun roots. But what was your favorite part about it? Why do you think it resonated with you so much? And do you think it elicited the same reaction from other viewers for the same reason that it moved you? I guess that's it. I just want to see how much we all have in common and how much the show means to us. Tell us your thoughts so that we can address them. Love you.
Beautiful. So, yes, send us your thoughts. We are at theoohtravelguide.tumblr.com. You can send them there, or you can send them to any of us individually. We all have Tumblr accounts. That's how we kind of made this podcast in the first place. So, anybody have any closing remarks they'd like to add?
I just want to say thank you again very much for having me here, and I do hope to come back for another podcast because it's always really, really fun to talk to you guys about Adventure Time, and I'm really looking forward and hoping that that some listeners will submit their thoughts so that we can talk about it and go off of that at the beginning of the next show.
Perfect. Well, we love having you, Naki.
Well, thank you.
I also want to say thank you for having me here. Oh, Jesus. Sorry, Naki. I want to for having me on the show, guys. Like, I know I'm not a fantastical artist like Becca or Naki, and I just, you know, I'm a humble fan fiction writer, and I'm just so honored to be here. And if the fates align and the stars are bright, you know, if I end up being back on another podcast, I'll just totally flip my lid. But it's just been wonderful, and you guys are awesome, and thank you for having me.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Becca?
Well, I'd just like to thank you guys again. This was a wonderful podcast, and this went a lot smoother than our trial version because we had a little bit more order to go with it. It was really nice. It was nice talking to you guys, and I hope that our listeners enjoyed as well, and I'd love to come back for another one.
Perfect, perfect. Chrissy, anything you wanted to add?
I just want to say thanks for having me here, too. I don't think I'm a big part of the fandom as much as, say, Becca or Naki, but I'm really, it's a pleasure to be here, and I hope we can do this again sometime. I really do love the show. I love the fans, even when we disagree, which we do. We're still pretty funny and cool about it, I don't know, I just have all these emotions. Ugh, can't contain them.
Absolutely can't.
Again, thanks for having me here, and, have a good night.
Yes, indeed. This has been the Ooh Travel Guide, first episode. Check us out, follow us, like us, spread the word. We like to get listeners so that we can get more podcasts, so we can talk about more things, because we're awesome like that. Alrighty, everybody. That's the end of this show, dealie.
This concludes tonight's podcast. Please exit to your right and be sure to tip your ride attendant. Remember, this is a fan-made podcast. None of its members are affiliated in any capacity with Cartoon Network, Frederator Studios, or any of the Adventure Time staff. Our word is not law, it is merely suggestion. If you have enjoyed our nonsensical rambling, please follow us at theoohtravelguide.tumblr.com. That is ooh with 3 O's. And do yourself the kindness of following all of our fabulous guests. Thank you for listening.
What time is it? It's podcast time! Oh, hello, 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 hello.